This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agon Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. As we prepare for Parshas Chaye Sara, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, I want to welcome all of the Torah Anytime viewers, everyone listening on J-Root Radio, and all the great Talmid Chachamim here in the Kollel in the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. Let me tell you about an interesting pasuk in Tanakh. We go to number 15 on your sheets. Vayamoid Pinchas, Vayefalel. Pinchas stood up and he prayed. Vateyatzar hamagefa, and the magefa stopped. What do you mean Vayefalel? It should say Vayispalel. We have a missing tough in this pasuk. This is a very tough question, and a tough question needs a tough answer. Why is there a missing tough in this pasuk? The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, going on to Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Maisa, there's a story, B'shnei B'nei Adam, Shehimru Zezeh. Two people, they made a wager. Kol mi sheyelech v'yaknet es Hillel. Anyone who could go and get Hillel annoyed, Yitol Dalad Meo Zuz, he'll get 400 Zuz. You know, there are different ways of making a living. Apparently, a very popular one is, who could make the rabbi angry and annoyed? Obviously, there must be a lot of people in this business nowadays, you know? So, you know, and I think that the wagers must have gone up over the years, but I have no evidence exactly who's involved in this, although I have some pretty good guesses. But be it as it may, there's a very interesting wager that two people got together and they said, whoever could get Hillel angry will take 400 Zuz. What's the significance of that? Why 400 Zuz? Why not 180 bucks, 10 times high, 20 times high, 360, 101, you know, Ben, whatever it is, why are they wagering 400 Zuz?
It's a missing tough from
Vayepah. Marv Rabbi Sai.
400.
Vayishma Avraham El Ephraim. Avraham, listen to Ephraim. Vayishkol Avraham Le Ephraim. And Avraham weighed to Ephraim. Oh, what happened to Ephraim? Ephraim just lost the letter. Ephraim just weighed out. What happened to Ephraim? His name is missing. He's missing a vav. Vayishkol Avraham Le Ephraim as a kesef shadibra abazne eches. Arba meyois shekel kesef oivra lasecher. 400 silver coins of currency. Interesting that the Torah tells us the precise amount of money that Ephraim charged Avraham Avinu. What is the significance of that? Marv Rabbi Sai says the Halakha Medrash and Bereishis Rabba Parshan and Ches Oizayin. Lo Yadoi Nishimaini Hasaden Osati Lach Vehamaara Ash Adoi Nishimaini Eretz Arba Meir Shekel Kesef. Amar Rab Chanina Koshkolim Hoamur Matar Sloim Uvanavim Litrin Maksim Kantarim. Except for the Shkolim of Ephraim were Kantarim. Why? Because Ephraim is what is called Nivhal Lahoin, one who is confounded to amass wealth, meaning he's not going to let anything stand in his way, not etiquette, not politeness. He's just going to trample and pounce on everyone until he makes his money. Ishra Ayin. He's a man with an evil eye. V'lo yeda, and he doesn't realize ki cheser yivoyenu, that lacking will come to him. Nivhal Lahoin Ishra Ayin Ze Ephraim. Who is this man who is hasty to make money? That's Ephraim. Shehichnis Ayin Rab Mamayni Shal Tzadik. He injected an evil eye into the money of the Tzadik. And what didn't he know? He didn't realize he's going to be lacking because of it. What was Ephraim lacking because of it? The letter Vav. Shechisate Hatar Vav. Hadahu Dechsev Ayishma Abram El Ephraim. Vayishka Abram Le Ephraim. Ephraim Ksev Chaser Vav. Ah, comes the Eitz Yosef, and the Eitz Yosef says, why did Hashem take away the Vav? You know why? Because when you take the Vav out of Ephraim, then the numerical value of Ephraim is Nun is 50, Resh is 200, Pei is 80, we're up to 330, Ayin is 7400. The reason why we took the Vav out of Ephraim is to get to the Gematria 400. Why do we want to get to the Gematria 400? Because Ayin Ra is 400. He was an Ayin Ra. He was stingy. He was money hungry. He was money thirsty. He had this insatiable pursuit of money. Someone who is so hung up on money has an Ayin Ra, 400, and therefore we take the Vav out of Ephraim's name to indicate that he was a Ra Ayin. So it comes of David Luria. We also take out the Vav out of Ephraim to get to 400, because we want to be merames that Ephraim charged 400 shekel kesef. Marv Raboisai, the Eitz Yosef, Rab David Luria, have already been preceded by the Baal HaTurim. Baal HaTurim says, Ephraim is written chaser vav, gematria ra'ayin, keneged an evil eye, and keneged the 400 shekel kesef that Ephraim charged. Okay? So that's why Ephraim is missing a vav. Comes the Kli Yakar, and the Kli Yakar says, also, Ephraim is written missing a vav. He quotes the Baal HaTurim that the reason why he's missing a vav is because he was an evil eye. So we want to be merames. Ephraim is gematria ra'ayin. Comes the Kli Yakar, and the Kli Yakar says something fascinating. The Gemara says that somebody who gives a pruta to an ani, the Gemara says in Baal HaTurim, is barech be sheish brachos. If you give a brach to ani, you get 6 blessings. And that means someone who is stingy and evil-eyed and doesn't give him anything, what is he lacking? How many brachas is he lacking? 6. Therefore, Ephraim, who was stingy, because he had the mitzvah of Ayin Ra, he was missing these 6 brachas, and therefore we took away what? The letter Vav. Now the Gemara says in Soita, who do we give the Koshal bracha to bench? To the Toiv Ayin. Shenemar Toiv Ayin, hu yivoyrach, al tikri yivoyrach, elo yivorech. That who do we, if you have a bunch of people sitting around the table, who do you give brachas hamazon to? The oldest, the smartest, the nicest, the tallest, the guy who says the best jokes at the table, the guy who you want. Who do you give benching to? You give to the most generous person. Why? Toiv ayin hu yivayrach. I'll take your yivayrach ela yivarech. But says the Kli Yakar, but it's written yivayrach. The answer is the Kri and the Ksiv go together. Someone who's a Toiv Ayin, he could give brachas to others, meaning, who will give brachas to others? Someone who has an Ayin Yafeh. But he's not only Yevarech, he will be Yevoirach, because if he's generous, he'll have the 6 brachas, which is indicated with the letter Vav, Yevoirach, he will be blessed as well. Okay, so we see a very interesting thing, Rabbi Isai. The number 400... is merames to what? Which midah? Ayin Ra, evil eye. Amazingly, 4 times in Tanakh, the number 400 is used. Number 1, the amount of money that Ephraim charged Abraham for the Ma'ara. Number 2, Vayashuvu hamalachim al Yaakov leimar banu elachicha el Esav vegam hoylich likrascha v'arba meyosish imai. Esav was coming with 400 men. You know that song? Yaakov, okay. Why was Esav coming with 400 men? What's the inyan of Esav coming with 400 men? Why is he? Because the koyach of 400 men, of 400, is the koyach of Ayin Ra, the evil eye. Now, evil eye is not only when you're stingy. Ayin Ra is when you use your eye for bad. Meaning what? What do you use your eye for? Gazing at immodesty, gazing at women. Ayin Ra, you have a bad eye. What are you looking at? What does it say by Esav? Vayar es hanoshim. He saw the women. He has a bad eye. Noshim is gematria 400. Ayin Ra. He uses his eye to gaze at Ayin Ra. He has an evil eye. Esav doesn't care about the men. He cares about the women. So you have 2 eyes. You have to be careful. One eye you have to watch out for tsaros ha'ayin, stinginess. The other eye you got to watch out that you don't gaze at immodesty. That's why Esav was coming with the power of 400. 400 is a bad eye. The power of destruction. If we could say, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, tough. Tough is like a cliff. It's the power of destruction. Because after tough, it's a long ways down. It's the end. Tuf represents kilayin. Ma ves ends with a tuf. It's the end. All is lost with the Taf. Therefore, Hashem tells Avraham, you know how long you're going to be in Mitzrayim for? Yadoya teida kiger yazor zolem abadmin or some arba meyoshana. 400 years. Why 400 years? Why not 399? Why not 299? The answer is 400 years is the power of utter destruction. David HaMelech sees a guy, Naval. Naval is stingy. David says to Naval, feed my men. Naval says, no. David comes to attack Naval. Vayalu achrei David. 400 men he comes with. Marv Rabbi Isai, v'tei da'oid, says the Kliyaka, ki ra'ayin oy l'misra da'le me'ois. Alkein matzino ba'arba m'koymois. Therefore we find in four places, misra da'le me'ois. Eitzel bal ayin ra. One by Ephraim, he was a ra'ayin to take the ma'ara for 400 kesef. By the Ache Yosef, they had an evil eye against Yosef. They were jealous of him because of Ksenes Pasim. Well, how did we end up in Mitzrayim? The brothers had an evil eye. They were jealous of their brother. They had an ayin ra. Because of that, we went down to Mitzrayim. How long? Arba Me'a Shana. Esav was jealous of the brachas. He wanted the brachas back. Yaakov says, you know how we're going to satisfy his ayin ra? Revach tasimu. Bein Eder La'eder. We got to satisfy his eye so that he doesn't get too money hungry. We'll make it look like there's more than there is. And then there's Naval HaKarmi. Naval HaKarmeli was a stingy guy, as is well known, and therefore David came to attack him with 400 men. Marv Rabbi Isai, this idea that the number 400 represents Ayin Ra is already found in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Bechaye says on the pasuk Yodeya Teda number 12, Kiger Yiazaracha al derech hapshat beirurai Kiger Yiazaracha beyaretz lo ilahem arba meyashanim. Why 400? Says Rabbeinu Bechaye in the fifth line. Tam haMisra hazeh begalus mitzrayim lo noida. We don't know why 400. V'yachum mefarshei haTorah in Magid. Nobody explains. Amnolim tedak ditimzik ki haMisra zeh nizka beroy v'amikom tzitzal ayin ora. Most of the time, the number 400 is used is by an evil eye. Ki ayin ra mispray arba meois. V'ois tough. The letter tough is tachlis kol ha'isyos. Is the end of all the letters. Therefore, the same way the tough is the end of everything, an ayin ra destroys everything. Now he says something very interesting.
Rabbi, don't we have the letters that are so fist that also have numerical values beyond the 400?
Yeah, but in terms of the regular letters of the aleph is, the ois tough is the end. Marv Rabbi Isai, Avraham had added on to him the letter hey. The letter hey, Rabbeinu Bechaye says, is midas hadin. Once the Midas HaDin, now that's also a question. Why is the letter Hey Midas HaDin? But that's what Rabbeinu Bechaye says. And therefore came from that the Ra, the Ayin Ra. And therefore it was Nigzar and Klal Yisrael that there would be Nishtabe in a Mitzrayim 400 years. Begematria Ayin Ra. Okay, also he says, Ephraim was an Ayin Ra. Ephraim is Gematria Ayin Ra. Esav, who took very much from Yitzchak's Midas Hadin, he had the Midah of Ayin Ra. As we know, he said, V'revach tosimu bein eder lo eder. Interestingly, there's a Sefer Kesef Nivchar from Rabbi Yavi Ezri Zelig, who writes that he quotes Rabbeinu Bechaye. He doesn't quote him exactly. He says that because Avraham ate with Mitzrim, who are called Ra'ayin, we went into Golas for 400 years. Okay, be it as it may, let me show you something incredible. Okay, Rabbi, so watch this. So we find four times in Tanakh, the number 400 is used in relation to Ayin Ra. Ephraim, Mitzrayim, Esav, Naval HaKarmi. Comes the Ben Ishchai. Comes the Heliga Ben Ishchai in his drashos, Oid Yosef Chai. Actually, last night, I came back from a meeting, and I called my son's Rebbe. He likes to tell me the Devei Torah. And Rabbi Habertal in Yeshiva Darche Torah told me this pshat. And I was looking, where is it? Who says it? I was able to find it in the Ben Ishchai, in the Drushim, on Parshas Pinchas. He says like this. Hashem tells Pinchas, Hineni noisin lois brisi shalom. That when Pinchas defended the Jewish people and he protected us from Kiloyin, he did the malacha of the malach called Bari. But be it as it may, he says like this. What Avera is Pinchas dealing with? Arayos. Znus. Where does Znus come from? V'loy sasuru? Achre levavchem? V'achre enechem? Ayin ra? Nashim. Nashim is what? 400. Vayar Esav es hanashim. 400. So now, Pinchas, what does he have to do? He has to overcome the kayach of the ois tof. He has to overcome the kayach of Ra'ayin. And he's mevatel the kayach aver of Znus. We know the klipa of Ra'ayin is the ois tof. That's why Esav came with 400 men. Because Esav is dovuk to 400. Vayaras hanoshim. Now he doesn't say it, but it's obvious. Noshim is gematria, 400. So he's being mevatel the mid of Ra'ayin. So mevatel the mid of Ra'ayin. Vayifalel Pinchas. Not vayispalel Pinchas. Pinchas takes the tough and he chucks it. He's mevatel the koyach of the tough. Oh, he's mevatel Ra'ayin, mevatel the allure of the Noshim. Ah, therefore Hashem says to Pinchas, what are you going to become? You're mevatel the Ois Tov? What was the reward of Pinchas? Who did Pinchas become? Who did Pinchas become? Eliyahu Zachur Latoiv, 400. Eliyahu Zachur Latoiv is 400. He was Zoyche, Vayam Pinchas Vayefalel, he was Mevatel the Ois Tov, he was Mevatel Ra'ayin, he overcame Esav, and he overcame Ephraim. Therefore, Pinchas became Eliyahu, Asher Chisra al Yadar Shlitas Klipas Ra'ayin, Lachin Eliyahu, Zachor, Latoiv, Shuha Yepinchas Nikar Malach Abris, Kiyozudah, Lachin Oimim Zeh, Akizu Eliyahu, Malach Zeh, Zachor, Latoiv. Eliyahu is 54. 61, 81, 87, 287, 317, and hopefully it works out. Okay? So, if you look in the Kisei, Zeha Kisei Shal Yo Zachor Latoiv, Malach Habris, Zachor Latoiv. Interesting, Rabbi Isai. What's the opposite of Ra'ayin? So Ra'ayin is using your eyes for tuma. Tehare Nayim is also 400. In other words, it's Zeh L'umazeh. Therefore, the Navi says in Avadya, V'haya Beis Yaakov Esh, Yaakov is a fire. Ubeis Yosef Lahava. Ubeis Esav Lekash. Why is Esav Lekash? What's Kash? What's the Koyach of Esav? Kash is 400. Kash is 400. What is the Koyach of Esav? Yedei Esav. Yedei Esav, 400.
By the way, the Gematria of Ayin Po,
yeah.
147, the number of years that Yaakov lived. Can I get Esav?
Okay, very good. Comes Ben Yoyada. And the Ben Yoyada says that when these two Chevraman made this wager and this gamble to get Hillel angry, so they are co-opting and they are harnessing and honing in on what? The Kayach HaKlipa, the Kayach HaRa, the Kayach of Esav, the Sitra Achra, says Ben Yehoyada, take a look at number 18. Yitel Aramei Azuzner, Lebesad Hashanah, Shabachro, Besachzeh, Tiyadua, Sheyesh, Besitra Achra, Arba Meos Kayach, the Soyed Vihine Esav Ba Ba'arba Meas Ishimai. He says the Ben Yehoyada, look in what? Reish Ches. Does anybody know what Reish Ches is? What's Reish Ches? Well, I'll give you a few minutes to figure it out. What's Reish Ches? Reish Ches. The kayach of Reish Ches is the Reish is Chachma. That he brings like this. Ayin Bereish is Chachma. That there. Oh, you got it?
No, he said it.
What did he say?
He said Reish Chachma.
No, Rachel's Chachma.
Rachel Chachma. He did it. Mr. Bailiff said it.
Okay, we'll give him credit. He said, well, he said Rea Chachma, but okay.
Oh,
so close enough. Okay. The Ayin Ve Rachel Chachma, Lekach HaSatan put in their heart to instigate and to rebel with this sum, which is again, which is connected the 400 koichos of the Sitcha Achra. Therefore, they figured if they're going to get him angry, how are they going to overcome him? What force of instigation are they going to use against Hillel? The koyach of 400. But they didn't know that Kedusha would prevail and he wouldn't get angry. And therefore, he was able to break the koyach of 400. And now we understand the remez, Nivhal Lahoyin Ishra Ayin, Vlayada Ki Chasiv Enaratzaloimar. Someone who is evil and corrupt, who's a Ra'ayin, like 400, Nivhal Lahoyin means he will be hasty to get money to put in the hearts of people that they should instigate each other just to make 400 bucks. Very interesting, Rabbi say. Let's take a look in the Reishis Chachma. Reishis Chachma of Rabbi Eliyahu Dividas, a contemporary of the Arizal. He says something incredible. By the way, excuse me, Eliyahu Hanavi Zohar Latoiv is 400. Eliyahu Hanavi Zohar Latoiv is exactly 400. You heard it here first. Okay. Anyway, says Reishis Chachma, Vatishlach Begodim Lahalbish Es Mordechai Ulahasir Sakoi Me'olav. What did Mordechai say, says Reishis Chachma? I will not remove my sack until Hashem makes miracles. By Yaakov also it says, Vayosim sack b'masnav. Says the Reishis Chachma, I heard from the Mekubalim, what's the Indian of sack?
400.
Sack is 400. The Indian is, the Klipa has 400 powers. That Esav says, V'arba me'os ishimai. And kenege that, there are 400 worlds of rachamim. Like it says in the Idra, Levisha Sak, by wearing the sack, you're able to overcome the 400 powers of Haman and Esav. Okay. Marv Raboisai, here's a very interesting thing. So we know that means Esav is coming with 400 men. That means the Kayach of the Satan and the Malach HaMavis is 400. So if the Yidei Esav is 400, Lakash is 400. So how are we going to overcome Esav? Well, we have to overcome Esav. We have to overcome Taivas Nashim, the Stakus B'Nashim. That's Eliyahu Zohar Latoiv. But Yidei Limad HaTorah. Oh, now we finally get it. Our whole lives, we're tossing and turning at night. You, right? Everybody wants to know. Why can't I sleep at night? Here, I lie down on the pillow, and I'm tossing and I'm turning, and I have to get up in the middle of the night 72 different times. And I'm going to explain to you why you can't fall asleep at night. You can't fall asleep because you're bothered by the following question. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Nandanum Bey says, Rav Preda had a Talmud. It always took him how many times till he learned the subject? 400 times. The Gemara, Yoy Mechad Boy Lemosa de Mitzvah. One day Rav Preda had a run. He taught it to him, and he didn't learn it. So Rav Preda said, you know, I'm a patient guy, but I taught you 400 times, why aren't you getting it? He said, from the moment you said that you're in a rush, I just felt like, you know, I didn't have your full concentration, and I couldn't get it after 400 times. So what did Rav Preda do? He taught it to him another 400 times. Comes a Bas Kol, and Bas Kol went out and he said, what would you rather? Would you rather 400 more years? Or would you rather Olam Haba and your generation Olam Haba? So he said, I'd rather me and my generation get Olam Haba. Hashem said, I'll give you both. What's the inyan that, what midah was Reb Preda demonstrating by teaching the Talmud 400 times?
Patience.
If anything, this is the greatest act of generosity, because you're not just giving money, you're giving your energy and your time. So what was Rav Preda overcoming by teaching the student 400 times? He's overcoming ayin ra, a stinginess. All right, enough for you. How much can I give you? How many times can I explain it? So Rav Preda was overcoming Ayin Ra. How many times did it take him to overcome Ayin Ra? 400 times. Take a look in the Reishis Chachma. V'chayotze b'zeh amru al Iyov. Likewise, it says about Iyov, he was very generous with his money. Interestingly, it says about Iyov, ish tam v'yashar, yirei aleikim v'sar meira. What does it mean, v'sar meira? Iyov was a vachan with his money. A normal guy, when you go to the storekeeper says, okay, it's going to be 50 cents. So most people say, okay, you have change of a dollar, and you give the guy a half a dollar. Iyov said, keep the dollar. Iyov was very generous. What is it called to be generous? Sar meira, turning away from bad. Because the opposite of generosity is ra'ayin. So you're sar meira. And instead he was toiv, which is the opposite of bad. Rav Preda, because he was a toiv ayin, he lived 400 years. But the Reish Lakhan doesn't explain exactly what the connection between not being an Ayin Ra is and living 400 years. There's a sefer, Zach Zecher Asa, Rabbi Avram Yekusiel Oyev Tzion, a very well-known sefer that nobody ever heard of. So Rabbi Avram Yekusiel Oyev Tzion says, now what's the connection between teaching 400 times and living 400 years? He says, because what Rav Preda was demonstrating is distancing himself from Ayin Ra. And this evil midah comes from the koyach haklipa, which is 400. Vayava yesav abba meyos ishimai ra'ayin. Therefore, a prayed who overcame that lived 400 years. Marv Rabbeisai. Let me just show you another example of this, and then we'll call it a share. Maybe or maybe we won't. We'll see. It's a Gemara in Masechta Brachos on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Let's ask a trivia question. The question is, there is a man by the name of Rav Nachman. Does anybody know what was Rav Nachman's wife's name?
Mrs. Nachman.
Okay, good guess. That's definitely true. But her name was Yalta. Okay, so here's the story. Yalasa. Says the Gemara, Ula ikla lebei Rav Nachman. Ula once went to ask Rav Nachman. Karach rifta, they ate bread. Barach, brachas mazoina. So they said brachas mazoin. Yoav le kisa de brachas Rav Nachman. So he handed the cup of benching to Rav Nachman. Amar le Rav Nachman, lishdar mar kasa de brachas aliyalasa. Give it, send it to my wife, that my wife should drink from it. So Amar Amarle, so Ula said, "Hachi Amar Rav Yechanan, ain pri bitna shal isha mizbarech, elam pri bitna shalish." The fruit of a woman's body is blessed only from the fruit of a man's body, like it says, "Shenemer ubarech pri bitna loynemer el pri bitnacha." Tanya nami hachi Rav Nasan, remember minayin she ain pri bitna shal isha mizbarech elam pri bitna shalish. Shenemer ubarech pri bitna loynemer pri bitnacha. What's he saying? What's the message over here? Basically, it's more important for the man to drink than for the woman to drink. Shama yalasa yalasa heard it. Kama bezahira. Uh-oh, you ready for this? She rose up. And she got up in a passion. And what did she do? Va'olso lebechamra v'tavra. Dalad Meya Dani de Chamra, she broke 400 bottles of wine. Rav Nachman said to him, let the master send her another cup. He sent it to her with a message. And the Gemara goes on to expound on the rest of the story. Marv Rabbeisai, why is she breaking 400 barrels of wine?
Was there an iron her at the table?
Well, one thing we saw from the Gemara and Shabbos is that Kas, the gamble that these two people made with each other to get Hillel to get angry, was a wager of 400 zuz. So apparently we see again there's a connection between anger and kas and 400. But another thing we also see is who is supposed to make the bracha on the ayin? Toiv ayin! A toiv ayin! Someone who's able to overcome the kayach atumah of 400. So she's saying, we gave you the cup to brench because we thought you'd be generous, and now you don't want to send it to me. No, you have the kayach hakiloyin still of 400. Okay, more Rabbi Isai. So I think we see from here some very interesting inyanim of the number 400. Again, this is the kayach of Ayin Ra that Ephron used. It's the 400 years that we spent in Mitzrayim. It's the 400 men of Esav, the 400 men that David came to attack Ephraim with. It's the kayach of Ayin Ra. Ayin Ra is stinginess. Ayin Ra is also lehistakel benashim. And when Pinchas needed to defend the Jewish people, he overcame the kayach hatof. Therefore, it's vayame Pinchas vayifalel. And he was zoiche because he overcame the midah of tof. He became Eliyahu Hanavi Zachor Latoiv is 400. How are we going to overcome Esav? Esav is the kash, is 400. The way we're going to overcome him is with Tahar Einayim, the Kayach of 400. That's how we're going to overcome the Yidei Esav, which is 400. And how are we going to overcome it? Tilamed, Taf Limud. You're going to overcome it with the Midah of Talmud Torah. Taf Limud. And by doing so, we'll overcome the Kayachas HaKlipa. And we'll overcome all the people who are trying to aggravate us and annoy us and get us angry on Friday when it's almost Shabbos and we need to get ready. And on that note, I wish you a good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.